Luke Frieden and Xavier Bettel have reacted to US President Trump's announcement of sweeping new tariffs. Luxembourg's Minister for Foreign Trade, Xavier Bettel, called it a lose-lose situation, while Frieden described import duties as an obstacle to global commerce. The US President's levies have sent shockwaves through markets, with Wall Street suffering its worst day since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a first for Luxembourg road safety efforts, police are inviting motorists to help choose where speed checks will be conducted during a 24-hour speed marathon enforcement campaign next week. In world news, amidst the tensions between the US and Europe, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has made a clear commitment from the United States to NATO. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency says at least 31 people, including children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike yesterday on a school. And South Korea's Constitutional Court has upheld President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment over his disastrous martial law declaration, voting unanimously to strip him of office for violating the Constitution. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's sunny all day today, with temperatures starting at around 6 to 8 degrees this morning, rising to a beautiful maximum of 22 degrees during the afternoon.